Please silence your cell phones. If you need to take a personal call, leave the room. And I would like to have Michelle lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
All rise.
All rise.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll now do a roll call, and I'll start down on this end, and just go ahead and state your name.
Michelle Finn.
My name is Robert Mikes.
I'm Ken Dayton. And
Judy Perez is on the phone.
Judy, are you there?
Judy Perez. Yes. Hi.
And staff introductions.
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
Tamara Williams, liaison for Commissioner Chris G.
Phil Blount, Winchester County Planning Department.
Excellent. Thank you. This next period is time for public comments. Devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. Does anyone wish to comment on the agenda?
Yeah,
all right.
I want to make sure I'm discussing what you're discussing. This is about a personal care facility?
Correct.
Okay. My name is John Rainey. I live right down the street from that. I may be two houses away from this house. I want to know, is personal care facility a euphemism for a halfway house for criminals or sex offenders?
Well, we're going to hear the I first have to explain
it. Well, they asked me to talk.
No, I know, but it was just the first time set aside in case you have to leave to give your opinion.
I don't have to leave. I'll talk.
Yeah, so wait till the item is served and then you can.
Yeah, there will be another time for you to formally speak on it, state your case, and we'll go from there. We won't forget about you. Thank you. Item number three, approval of the February 14th, 2017 minutes.
Move to approve.
Two changes. We accidentally put you and Judy as unexcused, but you were actually excused, so
okay.
We make that change too.
Great.
Changing my last name. The spelling.
I got that.
You got that? Okay. Does the board care to make a motion?
Move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next item, the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, February 28th, 2017.
I move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
I have a mouse over here.
There are no informational items here, so we'll go right into the planning and zoning section. And so the item, the applicant item number is UC-0074-17, and it's Ashat Bar Sigian. Forgive my mispronunciation. This is an application for a use permit to allow the following: allow employees other than family members, and allow employees coming to the residence in conjunction with a proposed home occupation or personal care agency in an existing residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Greenbrier Drive, 440 feet south of Glenhurst Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Please apply.
Okay. Please, do you care to make a case or make comments to the board regarding your application?
Ashat Bar Sigian.
Okay. And your address?
2075 Greenbrier Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121.
Thank you. And you're free to make comments or any information pertaining to your application. Okay. Please state your name and your address.
Karim Barsigia,
My name is Prem Barsegan. I live in 3075 Green Drive, right? Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121.
Thank you.
As you know, personal care services employ caregivers, provide activities for daily living for elderly or disabled to support and maintain them living independently in their own homes. My husband of 35 years, was a medical doctor in Armenia, and worked as a director of nursing homes for elderly and disabled children for a long time. He has initiated this wonderful idea of having a PCA agency in our home-based office with a strong and compassionate team by using his tremendous experience and my organizational skills. I was an aerospace engineer, but I have chronic back pain, so I stopped working. And my son's technical knowledge of implementing EBB system, I will talk about this system later, and he's an IT specialist. Majority of our caregivers may be the own children of our clients, which means one caregiver can service one client in most of the cases. We are anticipating to hire about 50 employees within 3-year period. Majority of them likely to be, like I said, adult children of our clients. So no caregivers will be coming to our office for assignments, scheduling, or reporting because we are anticipated to use the EBB system. An employee could come or may come to the office occasionally in case of emergencies when face-to-face meetings is necessary, for example, to rent one of the wheelchair. After reading and reviewing about 200 health facility inspection surveys in healthcare quality and compliance data system, I have concluded that incidents like this may not happen more than 10 times in a year for a small agency like ours. I can show them. How can I show the pictures?
You can just set it down right here and we'll take a look.
This is survey sample, what could happen in all cases. For that purpose, we have designed and designated one parking place for employees. We own two cars, and third parking place will be open to use by employees if needed. Presumably once a month for one employee for 1 hour. During the working days from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. if required. I can show them. I put the diplomas of my husband.
Okay.
It's present in my diplomas and. So I have a back pain chronic, so I'm not even driving a car.
This is really what
this
we're talking about.
This is our house and then parking analysis. We have three places here. So we're using those two, and the parking is always empty.
This is a parking spot right here?
No, this is our house here.
I see.
And this is a driveway.
Okay.
And it's about more than 1,000 square feet. Right. A very big. So we are asking for just one parking space for employees, besides our family members.
Okay. Is that all? Okay, sorry. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Paychecks will be directly deposited. Interviews will be conducted in the virtual office with access to the conference room. We are dedicated to use EBB system. Many states are mandated to use this system by Medicaid since 2014. Successfully, they're using it already a couple of years. EBB training in March on this year will be provided by Nevada Medicaid. So,
If you need to set tapes and papers down right here, that's fine.
Thank you. Yeah. This is our floor plan. Okay. And this would be the office. It's about 400 square feet here.
Mm-hmm.
And the private is here. This is landscaping plan.
I don't think the landscape has relevance for this topic.
Site plan.
I drove there. I saw it from the outside.
Okay, you don't need them?
No, we don't need them.
So, this is Nevada Medicaid. It's employing this EBB system. And then describing the system.
Okay.
You can see those and I can look.
So
briefly about this system.
It's an electronic system,
yes,
that keeps track of when the employees come to the residence, how long they're there for.
And the tasks.
The tasks that they did.
Everything.
Okay.
Okay. That's a mobile workforce management tool for home care that will completely automate our business. So no need to employees will come to our house. Besides the cases. And using EBB system is much more effective in preventing fraud, organizing and controlling visits compared to the paper timesheets that we're using before.
Mm-hmm.
EBB system. So, for example, the company Access Technology Solutions employs a cloud-based system that integrates with a mobile application to coordinate schedules, billing, payroll, communication, and patient documentation. Everything. So everything is automated. And they're using GPS tracking system for locations.
Okay.
And if there is no internet, they can put a fixed device here. Somewhere it shows the device in the client's home. So they can call that device with the ID number and then automatically verify the time and the services.
Okay.
So we are planning to focus on three major areas: skill services, nutrition and diet implementation, and cognitive and memory improving conversation techniques. So those are three major areas we are going to concentrate. I prepared everything here, but I'm sorry about the mess.
That's okay.
Those are the cognitive. We're going to provide those on our website for free for our clients for memory games.
Mm-hmm.
And these are actual menus. We're going to advise our clients. Because at the end of the day, the caregivers are preparing the meal, right? The nutritionists and doctors can assign them, but caregivers are preparing them.
Okay.
So I think that's it. And thank
okay.
you for the time and consideration.
Thank you.
Questions from the board?
Questions from the board.
For the new employees, they need to get an MPI number. Would
they have to come to your house to get an MPI number and get all the paperwork set up for the electronic situation? Or how would they create their own account with their MPI number, set all that up? Okay. They can access the EBB system by their computers or cell phones. So again, they have the numbers, NPA numbers, given them by Medicaid. So they can register with that number into that system.
So would you be the facilitator between Medicaid and the caregivers?
That's correct.
So would they need to come to your house to do that? To
no.
Nope, they
no.
just...
No need to come to our house, yes.
My second question is, what's the background of the staff? Are they going to be like CNAs, or will you have to train them?
No, they don't need to have licenses or certificates. Just 8-hour or 16-hour training.
Do they have to train them?
They can go any school that provides training and get certified training.
Okay.
And then one last question. Is there going to be any staff meetings? Like, hey, here's an update to the Medicaid system, or the American Heart Association changed their regulations about CPR. This is something to be aware of. Will your business have anything like that?
I think it's related to home health care.
What was that answer I didn't hear that? What did you just say?
Home health care. It's different. It's not related to her. It's non-medical personal assistant.
I have a question about the number of employees. You're requesting up to 50 employees, which seems like quite a bit of people for the size of the residence and the space.
Nobody's coming to work in our house. Nobody.
Okay.
Just
only
family members.
Just family
as
members.
As administrators, right?
Okay. So what will you need 50 employees if you have family members that are already coming to the home and providing the care?
Yeah, we're not providing the care. So Medicaid requires administrator to stay all the time in the office, and he or she should have a replacement, because he's going to assist once a week to client's home.
Okay.
So another replacement will stay substitute him, and it's two people, and caregivers also should have backup. So
okay.
And most of our clients, they're gonna have their own caregivers, like the adult children.
Well, are the clients gonna be living in the home?
In their own home.
In their own home. So, essentially, what you're asking is, you have run an agency, and this is going to be the main office of your agency.
That's correct.
With the 400 square foot office space, and an extra parking place. Okay, I understand. And then you have an elderly parent. Who also, it said something here, the employee's parents do not drive, therefore, is that you guys? Okay, I see.
He is driving, but I'm not driving.
Okay.
But we own only two cars, so third parking is always empty, but we designated this parking for employees to come to our house once a month, maybe once a month, one person for 1 hour. It's enough to discuss the incident.
Right.
Just for that.
Any more questions from the board?
I have some questions. Yeah. This is a commercial enterprise, right? You're making money.
That's correct.
But you want to do it in a zoning that's residential.
That's correct.
You don't see a conflict there?
No.
It's zoned residential for people to live in their homes there. It's not, that neighborhood is not to be a commercial enterprise. A few months back, we had an applicant here that had a private collection of showgirl dresses and stuff like that in his home, and did not make money. It's not a commercial enterprise, just guests of his that came to see it. However, that was denied and he was forced to shut it down and move out. So if that wouldn't qualify, there's no way in my mind that I can perceive of a commercial enterprise in a residential one neighborhood, at least in Winchester. I can't speak for the rest of the county, but you know, because we have never ever done that before.
What about daycares?
If I'm concerned that if this was approved, it would establish a precedence where others could come and want to operate in residential neighborhoods, which creates a degrading of our neighborhoods. And I am totally against this project. I want you to know that right up front. But that's all I have to say on this.
Okay.
Get comments from that.
Okay, so let's no more questions from the board.
I have a question.
Okay, Judy.
It's a question for planning, based on what Bob just said. Wouldn't she have to get rezoned since she is zoned residential to acquire this type of business in that neighborhood? Or how do we do daycares now? How does the county handle that?
How they handle what?
She asked if she will need to get rezoned.
No. They're doing a use permit. We allow home occupations by right if you meet certain conditions. One of the conditions being no employees coming to the society who aren't living there. That's what the use permit is for, is to waive that condition. So a zone change is not needed. Approval of the use permit is, but if she was just doing this business all on her own in the home by herself, and was maybe meeting the customer or employees at another location, then she wouldn't need to be in front of you. She would just go get her business license. But given that she wants to have the opportunity to have the employees come to the site to meet and for meetings or whatever they're going to do, she has to have this use permit.
Do you get that, Judy?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I understood that. Thank you.
Okay.
So they're allowing us to, as a home occupation, to work to make money.
Right.
Allowing us. So there's no difference. Nobody's coming to our house.
Well, I mean, you're requesting a permit that allows people to come to the house that are not family members. So it's they may not. It could be once, but
or
we understand.
You can construct.
I'm just saying we understand the application. I think we'll open it up to comments from the general public if there are any.
Yeah, that other guy.
Yeah, this gentleman was first.
I don't want to beat her to death.
No, that's okay. Please state your name and your address for the record.
I live two houses down from you. What you stated would have come right out of my mouth. If you open a commercial enterprise right next door to my house, then another person comes and another person. Where are all these people going to park? Who's going to stay in the home? Is it kids? Is it people? Are they handicapped people? Are they criminals? Sex offenders? Who's going to be in the home? What is it due to property taxes, property values? I have a business also. I'm not allowed to operate in my home. I have to hang my license in a commercial enterprise and I follow the rules. To put somebody right next door to me who's with a commercial enterprise, it just doesn't seem right. There's so many places you could rent that would be fine. You sound like you have a nice possible business there. There's all sorts of buildings you can rent space in. So that's what I have to say. Like I said, I don't want to be here today.
Thank you.
Somebody else want to
Anthony Bonnie, I live in the cul-de-sac at the end, and we have a well-blended neighborhood. I bought 10 years ago when the house was made of gold and lost $240,000 on it when everything imploded. Every house on that street, every other one in 2009, 10, and 12, there was 17 for sale in one street. The neighbors Three of them have lived there since the place was built in 1963. New Asian neighbors just moved in, young couple bought a house. All the other people, we have African Americans, we have Jamaicans, we have Hispanic people, and everybody lived there. We'll bet schools there. Traffic is killer. I have four vehicles. Tony has four vehicles. This gentleman lives three houses around the corner on me. I wave at him, but I don't know his name. But there's so much traffic, so many kids walk from Greenbrier townhouses to school, and they come through that street wide open. But the thing is I'm a licensed contractor. I have an office suite on Desert Inn that is required by law. I go there twice a year and clean up the mailbox. But everybody has three or more vehicles. There is no parking there. I mean, it's just, the neighborhood has been there since 1963, and I have to agree with you that just as soon as you let somebody put a commercial business in a residential neighborhood, I can understand her point of view. They are, the business is up at Desert Inn, but they're on the corner at Desert Inn to the entrance street. But they are business, but they are not in the neighborhood. They're basically on Desert Inn. And so we have some signatures here, and if we hadn't got this so late, we could probably get 100 signatures on three streets right there that would not appreciate this.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Anybody else care to?
Hello, Marina. I parked my RV right next door to you in the trailer. You just moved in last year. I've been there since 85. And I'm not going anywhere. I live at 351 Greenbrier. You want to build a business, that's okay. I mean, he's got a business, he's got a business. But they got their license somewhere else. They have to go get an office building outside the neighborhood. Your house is right in the middle of the block. My son just got his truck stolen last Thursday, middle of the night. Nobody sees anything. We got cameras next door. I'm sure James is not going to like people coming and going.
Okay.
So, I both know, but I've got the signatures from the neighbors.
Thank you.
Can I speak?
Sure.
What if I don't have, I don't want to sign a parking for in place? Nobody will come to our house. Anyway, they approach me as a business personal agency, as a home occupation, they already approved it. So nobody is coming and going to our house, is that okay?
But as soon as they approve one more thing,
no.
Next thing you know,
well,
2 years
no,
later,
no,
they're going to have...
Actually, if you get a state business license, this, that, the other, then that's up to not the town board, not the county board, somebody above us. I'm beyond their next step. Now, they'll have to approve you to be able to run the commercial business out of your office. Well, you have to bring the paperwork and get your state business license and your county licenses and all the licenses and fees and your house bill and the other to make sure it's okay. Everybody wants to run their business out of their house. It would save money, but it's just the rules, especially the state of Nevada, and I've come 20 years ago and started with nothing, and they play by the rules and it's fine, but the neighbors that have been there so many years, if somebody lets you do it, then
okay.
You know what, then everybody else would want to start. Okay.
Miss, to address your initial comment just now, the permit's requesting to have non-family member employees come to the house, so whether you say they're going to come or whether you say they're not going to come is really not the issue. The issue is that they can come, and I think that's what the concerns are with some of your neighbors, and then there's also on the board some concerns with the zoning of residential and operating a business out of it. So I think it's pretty clear what the opinions are of the board and of the neighbors.
I'd say so. At the beginning of the block on Desert Inn and Greenbrier, we have two businesses. They have been there since before 85. No complaints, nobody complains because it's the first house right there on the corner. They don't come in the neighborhood. They go State Farm and Farmers. They were right across from each other.
Right.
2 years. Now they open cash money plays, and they're getting ready right across the street to open the different business.
Right.
Nobody's complaining because they're not actually coming into our neighborhood.
Well, we're not, I mean, we're not here to discuss neighboring businesses, but thank you.
But, I mean, it's the idea. If you have the house closer to Desert Inn, on the corner of Desert Inn and Greenbrier, good luck. I mean, it's beautiful.
But you have to follow her. She's trying to do what's right. I'll have to admit that. You.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we'll make our recommendation, and you know, again, we're an advisory board, and there's, you know, you're the peon, we're one step up, and then there's about 12 others above us. So.
Well, he's 2 years older than me. Let's say it goes. There's a big difference between that commercial and that residential rate.
Sure.
Believe me.
Please.
Why do we support our young? I'm the son. She's my mother. He's my father. I like to address the neighbors. The concerns.
Ken.
Yeah. Hey, Judy.
So, I just wanted to say, it sounds like there's a lot of her neighbors aren't okay with it. I would suggest if she would like to hold the item, that maybe she has a meeting with her neighbors to make them, you know, feel comfortable about what she wants to do before us voting. Tamara, I don't know if that's a good suggestion.
I think it's just to stay the decision for a later meeting and give her a chance to
change anything.
Meet with her neighbors and, you know, Judy, make them feel comfortable with it.
It doesn't change the rules, no matter how many meetings they have. It's still zoned R1. So.
And the neighbors don't have the time to come in every day. My boots are still wet. My pants are still wet. I haven't made it home yet.
Okay.
And
we'll give you.
Okay. Throw the cards away because they didn't understand it, because they don't know what this means. I went to 3 neighbors and they were going to sign it and return them if they could find the cards, because they don't understand the reading on it. Because once you explain it to them, we don't want extra traffic and more people coming.
Well, and that's why we have these, and we're happy to have everyone here. We'll give you a couple minutes and then.
Okay, so it looks like a few of the neighbors are having a problem that in a month period of time, one of the employees came home to visit the house for maybe 1 hour or 20 minutes. That's not going to make any traffic, or that's not a concern. For example, my front neighbor, in a day, some random cars, they come and go out of all kinds of businesses, right? And I'm not sure why the neighbors are not talking about that. But I'm saying, I'm just trying to understand why the neighbors are having concern. Or maybe an employee can come once a month for a 1 hour period of time. That's not going to affect traffic. But if the neighbors are having a problem with that, we can rent an office for 20 minutes and we can do our meetings in there instead of coming house. So basically that eliminates that nobody will come in the house for any reason. Everything will be done using the phone. If they have to come in an emergency situation, we can rent office for 20 minutes outside. So that basically eliminates all the problems that the neighbors are concerned about.
And the medication was that every caregiver will check their background, their fingerprints, and everything.
We don't have nothing against the workers. They blow it. My wife is a nurse, my neighbor is a nurse.
It's basically the rules and regulations that have been here forever. My office is right up at Desert Inn. Like I say, it's where the license is, where I can take clients and go in there and meet. I got a killer price on it. I went from $1,000 a month to $150 a month. You go up there and unlock the door. You have access to computers and everything. It's $1 a square foot. It's a mile and a half from the house. And it's commercial. I mean, but the thing is it's in the middle of the block in a residential neighborhood, and it doesn't have anything to what you do or the traffic, whatever. It's just, we, bought these homes for our kids and family and grandkids, and we live and we're sort of set, and you're new to the neighborhood, there's nothing wrong with that. But
sir, I'm gonna close the general public comments, and I'm gonna ask the board for a motion.
I move to deny this application.
I second.
I just said all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Judy. Aye. like I said, there's it's merely. There you go.
March 21st.
Yeah, these are.
You know about the planning commission meeting, right? Mm-hmm. The planning commission meeting is next. So this is the final action. Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, you can give me a card. Yeah, you can give me that.
Okay, so the last item is our next meeting date, March 14th, 2017. March 14th. And,
we skipped in all business, but we don't have meetings.
Okay.
And then the second time says, I have a coffee, just so you know. But
should I open it up again?
Yeah.
Okay. We have one last moment for final comments from the general public. If you guys feel like there's more,
or any other subject than the one we
have. Yeah. Please.
Well, I want to say one thing. I'm glad these people are my neighbors. This is not a personal matter. I'm happy that you're there. I wish you success in your business. I just don't want to cross the street from my house. That's all there is.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I move to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.